Hey, Danger Dan Jurz here with a quick announcement. Our next interstitial bonus content will be Daniel's Power Rangers mini campaign, and it will be the final one before the start of Season 2 officially begins. It's a soft Season 1 epilogue slash side story that will be releasing exclusively on Patreon, with its first episode dropping Wednesday, May 27th. Stick around after the episode to hear a sneak preview. More details about Season 2 will be coming soon, so keep an ear out and enjoy the episode.
D&D Dark Souls is a dark fantasy adventure intended for older audiences. Content warnings can be found in the episode descriptions.
You were risen from the earth, given a second birth. When all has fallen into darkness, a chance to break the
Hello and welcome to D&D Dark Souls, a dark fantasy actual play podcast inspired by mechanics from the Dark Souls tabletop role-playing game system and starring some of Fantasia's most fractured fairy tales. I am your host and scribe of the Great Flame, Ben Magnet.
Hello everyone, I'm Aaron and I'm playing the Huntsman, our thief of fencer origin. Last time, we were sent out into the backyard to get a cat. That cat turned into a demon. But it's all the same to the huntsman, baby. We hunted the shit out of that thing.
Hell yeah.
We tied it up. We put it to bed. Threw that shit over my back. And now we're saving Spider's daughter or whatever. What's most important is we hunted the shit out of it.
Yo!
Hello, I'm Grayson. I'm playing the knight with a brute origin. I mean, what's more to say? We hunted the shit out of that cat, and everyone wanted to keep it alive. I guess. I mean, it's not a cat anymore. It's a Capra demon, but sure. Okay. We'll bring it to What's-Her-Face, and then hopefully save Madeline Muff. I think that's her name, right?
No.
I don't remember. Anyway.
Sorry, we're super invested in your daughter, Spider.
It's fine.
Yeah.
I have enough investment for everyone.
To be fair, the Mother of Wickedness was inconsistent on her name, mm-hmm. So...
Yeah.
There we go. See, it's her fault.
Her real name is Muffet Muffet.
No!
So we're going to save the daughter, we're going to get out of here alive, and then we're all going to go sing Kumbaya, right?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Let's go.
Hello. I'm Danger Dan Jurz, and I'm playing Prince Edward, our jack-of-all-trades of deprived origin. And last time, as we got an audience with the Mother of Wickedness, I tried to throw Mick, Donathan, and Gerald under the bus, but she wasn't having it. So we took out her cat, we brought her cat in, she wasn't having that, and so sent Anastasia and Drizella down to fight us in the form of Abysswalkers. I guess we gotta teach them a lesson, too, before we teach her a lesson. So, school's in session.
Yeah.
And let me guess, we're gonna keep these ones alive, too.
Yeah.
Nah, we can kill the cat if we want to now.
Sweet.
Hi, it's me. I'm Jordan, and I'm playing the Spider, our assassin fencer. And a lot was revealed last time. Oh, no! Complicated feelings. Yes, so we finally uncovered Miss Muffet, who has been adopted by this horrid little family here as stepchild number two. And, oh... So much is happening. So it's okay. Number one priority, keep daughter safe. Best way to do that, probably don't show any acknowledgement or any like leads that that person is important to me. Probably best way to keep her safe. But also, oh my God, I want to talk to you. I want to say how you're doing, how you're feeling. But it also went terribly wrong the last time that they talked. So she was getting a little gung-ho, a little bloodthirsty when Muffet was like, hey, the one way for me to be free is if you just kill all these guys. And Spider said, aye, aye, Mon Capitan, and went a marching back into this palace. But luckily, the prince stepped in. He was like, whoa, whoa, wait a second. Let's do this strategically. So we will be a team player, and we shall be patient.
Hi, my name is Daniel Cruz, and I'm playing the real boy.
And everybody...
We can say your real name now.
Oh, Pinocchio. Hi, I'm Pinocchio. everybody's talking about hunting the Capra Demon. I don't know what you guys are talking about. I got my ass hunted by the Capra Demon last time. Oh my god. We need to stop just getting into those positions.
We need to give you iron flesh. I hear that's really good.
It's great. Unfortunately, that's an intelligence spell, and I'm a wisdom character.
Aww. We just gotta keep you to the back of the group. You're always just the first through the door.
Go back to school.
I've been trying to say read more books.
All right, and with that, let us delve back into the darkness. So, Anastasia and Drizella, both destroying the statues that essentially guard the stairs going up into a certain area of the palace where only a certain few are allowed, the commotion has caused the hollows in the general area to absolutely panic. They start running all over the place, and one of them accidentally kicks the Capra Demon, waking the Capra Demon up. And Miss Muffet starts to freak out, sees a door, and books it. Now, Spider, you see this.
Mm-hmm.
You see her go into a door, close it. She is now safe.
Love that.
You do not have to worry about her.
I don't know. I've been lied to before.
Now, the Capra Demon, waking up, I'm going to give the Capra Demon an automatic hit on either this hollow, or if it rolls a certain number, it's going to attack Anastasia.
Nice.
This is just what I wanted, everyone. A rogue element on the battlefield.
Hell yeah.
This is what we live for.
Let's go!
I was gonna ask, is there any animal check that we can do to keep it neutral towards us?
As of right now, it's seeing enemies about, it's already neutral.
Let's fucking go!
We kept it alive, that's all I'm saying.
As soon as it gets back up, I immediately hide behind the knight. Avoid, I contact.
So I have a D8. If it rolls a 7 or an 8, it's gonna attack Anastasia.
It rolled a 7!
Yeah!
Let's go! We don't even need to be here.
So the Capra Demon is going to see the big giant Abyss Walker, and it is going to make 3 melee attacks. It's going to go machete swing and machete slam.
Hell yeah.
So first attack is going to be 24 to hit. That will hit, so that's one hit. Second attack is going to be a 28. That will also hit. And the third is going to be a... Goddamn. All three attacks are gonna hit.
Woo!
Oh my god.
Grayson, would you like to apologize now or after damage?
You're right. It was good that we didn't kill it. I'm sorry.
Woo!
So 2d8 plus 6. Wow. 15 plus 6, so 21. Second attack is going to be plus 6, 16, so it's going to be another 16 damage. And finally, the slam. That's a 17. It makes the save, but it will suffer half damage of 4d6. Oh, hey, that's a pretty good roll. Okay, so 6, 12, 16, 17, cut in half would be 8. So 8 damage there. So it's not knocked prone, but it did take a pretty juicy hit.
Woohoo!
And these hollows, I'm just going to say they're knocked down.
Good night. Fold over.
All right, I think we could leave.
Okay, we are going to start the actual fight. So the Abyss Walker is going to make a multi-attack to Capra Demon.
Oh.
No, kitty!
Kitty!
I think it had literally one health. No.
It does. Yep. It has one health.
It was nice while it lasted.
And yet, even with one health, significantly more useful than Mick.
Oh my god, that's true.
Do I summon him again? Do I summon him again and try, or do we just not bring him into this?
You handed it to Spider, I think.
Oh, you gave it to me? cat.
I will say if you want to summon his ghost, you can.
I hope he's been training.
When it's your guys' turn, whoever holds the soapstone, I will give you a free action to write Mick's name down.
So it's really a diss, because if we choose not to, we choose not to for the cost of nothing.
But also, I just want to let you guys know, the first attack was a miss.
Let's go.
It swung its sword, the Capradine, with little strength it has left, blocks it with its bone machete.
That's a good kitty.
Anastasia is going to make her second attack.
Miss.
Which that's going to hit.
No!
That is going to hit, and it is unfortunately mathematically impossible for the Capradine to survive. So while it blocks one hit, the demon scores in the Abyss Walker's face, and without even missing a beat, Anastasia swings her sword, and the Capradine's head just slides off and rolls and fades away. The good news is, everyone in the room, you get 11,500 souls.
Ooh. Hell yeah.
Yippee.
It feels dirty.
But that was her attacks. So the Capradine is no more, and she is going to move all of her movement.
Guys, I'm afraid that means that Anastasia can level up.
Oh, God.
No!
Gonna turn into Super Miss Walker.
Drizella. She is also going to move to go up to the prince, and she is going to make a multi-attack on the prince.
He didn't get the iron flesh up yet. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Does an 18 hit?
Damn it, it does.
Okay, and the second, does a 15 hit?
A 15 does not.
Yes.
Okay. Good news is you only have to suffer one hit. 2d8 plus 4 longsword attack.
Okay, that's not the worst.
11 damage.
That's fine.
That will end Drizella's turn. Aaron, is your turn.
All right, let's go. I am going to tactically ignore this hollow next to me. Because what are they going to do? Hit me? They're in a dress.
Wow.
Not very combat-y. And I will attack Anastasia as revenge. You don't get to kill our cat like that.
Our cat.
Hey, the mother of wickedness disavowed it.
Exactly.
I assume a 12 does not hit.
A 12 does not hit.
Let me put 7 position into it for a 19.
A 19 will hit.
Hell yeah. All right. Damage time.
Pump it.
He already used position.
My one weakness, my own rolls.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
A lot of threes, but we'll take it.
We'll take it.
It's statistically average.
It is one of the most middling rolls you could have possibly had.
But hold on, it's not quite done. Blah, blah, blah. Hit a creature with a ranged attack. Extra d8 if it's already been damaged. So I get a d8 for that. Which is 4.
Yeah, there we go.
It is literally the most middle of the road.
All
right, 17 total.
But hey, you loose an arrow. The arrow finds purchase within her armor, which you can tell the armor has a distinctly pinkish hue to it.
Cute.
It'll be red by the time we're done.
Yeah, both her and her sister, if you look at Drizella, hers has a little bit of a green and blue tint to it.
Ooh.
Love that for them.
And then to end my turn, what I mechanically do is drink my Estus. What I do for flavor is pour one out for the homie. Rip in peace, buddy.
In the ethereal, you just hear a
meow.
Oh, no, I'm sad. Anyway, that's my turn.
Okay. Dan, you're up.
All right. Strong magic shield.
Yay!
For the next 3 minutes, I'm strong magic shielded.
Okay.
And I'm going to say to the stepsisters, you know, this really would have had more impact if this message were going to your stepmother, biological mother. I don't know what her relationship is to you, but to the mother of wickedness. I guess I can just use this on you since I don't have her to speak to, but this is a really charming castle and palace that you have here. It's a shame that it's more charming than you.
Ooh!
I really wish I could have used that on a different person than either of you, but I suppose you'll do here.
We got it, buddy.
That was a sick burn.
You hear a very raspy but very metallic, "How dare!"
But anyway, that is my turn.
It is now Daniel's turn.
Does anybody need any healing right now?
I would benefit from 11 hit points, but I don't need it.
Would anybody benefit from some bardic inspiration?
Oh.
I have my Cinder Lord's Touch. I can give a d6, basically a bardic inspo, to three creatures within 10 feet.
Well, ooh. Heyo. Ooh, look,
give it to
three
the three creatures.
Creatures
within 10 feet of you now.
I'm about to say, yeah. Shit.
Well, boom. All right.
Which, for the audience reference, is the spider, the huntsman, and the knight.
So the real boy raises his chime, dings it three times, and begins to do a chant. And as they do, you can see that their hand kind of has this ethereal flame glowing on it. And he reaches out and gently touches the three of you on your shoulder, and you feel a warmth where he touched you. And that is the Cinder Lord's Touch. And you now have a d6 of bardic inspiration that you can use. That'll basically be me for now.
Alrighty, Spider, you're up.
Okay. Are these hollows kind of faffing about in their ballroom dress a non-factor?
They are just there to be in the way.
Got it.
They were not expecting the fight to burst out. They are trying to run. They are very confused. They will quite literally walk into a sword if directed to.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Like, push them in the right direction, they will get stabbed.
All right. I'm going to save my once per long rest abilities for the fight with the Mother of Wickedness. So I will pull back on my Dark Moon longbow towards the stepsister to the right.
Drizella?
Yes, I believe so.
Alrighty.
Because she's right next to the prince, I will get advantage.
You get advantage.
An 18 plus 6. Does that hit?
yeah, actually it does.
Huzzah!
Oh, yeah.
Sneak attack, which is 4d6, plus the d6 from the longbow, plus that bardic attack. So that'd be 4, 5, 6d6.
Ah.
Woof. That sucked, dog. That'll be 13 damage as is.
Okay.
I think I'm going to hold off for now, pouring in anything additional, because I do have a second attack, so I will give that a go.
Ah.
So that will be a 20 to hit on the second attack.
So the Abyss Walker is going to do a special ability that it has to make sure that attack does not hit.
No.
How dare you?
It is called the Legend Eroded. It could spend position to reduce the dice result of an attack targeting him. Doing so costs 3 position for every 1 result changed. So what was the die that you rolled?
I rolled a 20 to hit.
So it needs to reduce it by 3. So it's going to spend 9 position to make it so your attack does not hit.
Bummer. Okay.
So you loose your arrow, and as Drizella sees that arrow coming towards her, you can see her body move in a ghostly, ethereal way. You could tell it puts a lot of strain on her, but your arrow just goes shoop, and it hits into the staircase with a big ding.
Ah, damn. That is my turn.
Okay. Knight, you're up.
So the knight is going to walk up to the hollow, palm his face, and then just scoot him over to the side. And he'll scoot on up to Drizella, I think.
Drizella, yeah.
And yeah, we're going to go with our 2 attacks.
All right, roll to hit.
That's going to be 17. I don't think that hits.
17 does not hit.
All right. We're going to miss with that one, realizing that their armor's a little bit thicker, maybe.
Oh my god, that's a critical.
Oh! Hell yeah!
Get him, get him!
So 2d10. That's going to be 11 damage, but I'm going to pop in 14 position to bring it up to 25 damage.
Okay. Her attention instead on the prince is now focused on you.
Sounds good to me.
And was that your turn?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to start with Anastasia because it's now the Abyss Walker's turn. Her quote-unquote first attack is to stab this hollow It dies, and she walks down, and she is going to make a ranged attack. She's still on the opposite side of the prince, but she is going to make a ranged attack on the huntsman.
Oh, no! Our one weakness, enemies with range.
She is going to use Abyss Sludge. It's a plus 7 to hit, 1d8 piercing damage, plus 3d8 poison damage, and the target must succeed a DC 14 constitution saving throw or be poisoned. The poison lasts until it is removed by the lesser restoration spell or similar magic.
It'd be so sweet if you missed. Like, it'd be so cool, actually.
Oh, I did. I rolled a 2.
Hell yeah! Oh! That's so cool. Did you know that? That's so cool.
I don't think Ben's ever been cooler.
Ben's so cool.
So, Sludge, like, oozes out from the inner bits of the armor, collects in her hand, and as she throws it, completely misses. Like, it lands on this hollow, and this hollow just screams and runs around until it finally just drops dead.
Oh.
And Drizelle's like, shit. Now, over to Drizella.
Oh my god, that was the whole turn? Hell yeah!
Drizella is going to make both of her multi-attacks on Grayson.
Let's go.
First one. Does an 18 hit?
Yes.
Okay, so we'll do that damage later. Let me see for the second attack. A 12's not going to hit, right?
Negative.
Okay, so you will take one longsword attack. 17 total damage on that attack, Grayson.
Gotcha.
And that actually will end Drizella's turn. So while she whiffs on the first attack, the second one does find purchase, and she leans in and looks at you and just starts cackling and just goes,
"Pretty." Ooh.
Get it.
But anyways, that is her turn. Huntsman, it is now your turn.
So Anastasia kills our cat. My cat,
Snuffles.
And then kills a random hollow. She's a menace. So I'm going to hit her.
Do it.
19 plus 6 is 24. I assume that will hit.
Hell yeah.
That will definitely hit.
That'll show her for killing that random hollow.
Yeah.
She stabbed one and threw poison at another.
Before you loose your arrow, the real boy just says, make it hurt. And you see he's prepping a heal spell for you.
Thank you. Plus a 3 off the d8. That'll be 27 on the die. And then let's go ahead and put in... Oh, jeez. Oh, man. Oh, cheeky 55. What?
Hell yeah. So happy.
55 plus 27. That should be 82, I believe.
Oh.
Oh, shit.
Hot damn.
Well... I got good news and I got bad news. It hurt.
Oh,
she is pissed.
No, I thought she'd be dead.
And now she is bloodied and she will now immediately make an attack action as if it was her turn. While bloodied, all of the Abyss Walker's weapon attacks deal an additional 3d8 necrotic damage, and they take one additional attack. So now the multi-attack goes from 2 to 3.
Oof.
She does not move, but she will attack, and her target right now is the prince.
Sorry, Princey.
Bring it.
Yeah!
27 to hit?
A 27 will hit.
Damn it.
Okay, that's one. 24 to hit?
24 will not hit.
Oh!
Damn, that magic is good.
Damn, okay.
It is a strong magic shield.
26 to hit?
My AC is 25, so...
Okay, so two attacks will hit.
Okay, the necrotic will do full damage. The rest of the damage will be halved.
Okay, that's not that bad. 10 for the first attack.
Okay, cut it to 5.
Ooh, that's a little harder. 18 cut into half would be 9. 17 necrotic damage.
That hits a little harder. Ouch. I am bloodied.
Oh.
Maybe that comes with some skills? I don't know.
It ups my AC by another 2, gives me advantage on all saving throws.
Hell yeah. Oh my god, that's great.
Cool.
As the camera returns to Huntsman to finish his turn, he is, as you can imagine, chugging and slurping on Estus. He's gotten on all fours. He's lapping up the amount that he poured out for the homie.
Oh my
back
God.
Up off the floor. Jesus.
Aaron, what are you doing?
I have so little position left.
I'm glad she's not in here to see this. This is...
And Aaron, is that your turn?
Yep, that's it.
It is now the prince's turn. Dad, you can get out of there.
I am not going to get out of there.
What?
I am going to dodge.
Okay.
And I am going to slurp down an Estus.
Okay.
And then I am going to say... So, just to make myself a little bit more clear, I want to explain the thing that I said earlier when I said that you're not as charming as this ballroom. I believe that this palace belongs to the Charmings, and I think that you're a fraud and not really worthy of a palace of privilege like this. I just want to make sure that you understood what I was saying before. Since you weren't the intended recipient of it after all, I want to make sure that that really goes through.
Anastasia just screams at you. She doesn't form any sort of words.
Sorry, I think I hit her prefrontal cortex with that last one.
And that will be my turn.
Okay. Daniel, your turn.
Who needs healing more right now?
Huntsman needs it more.
I have 18 health.
Huntsman needs it more? All right, Huntsman. You're going to get the first of our great heal excerpts.
Ooh.
Which is 5d8. 29 HP is what you're going to recover back.
Woo!
Pinocchio is able to assume the backpack position, like ride the horsey style, while Huntsman is like on all fours lapping up the Estus.
Horrible.
Dinging a chime over his head.
He attaches it like it's a cowbell.
He's occupying the exact same space the Capra Demon was.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my gosh.
I'm going to ding the chime 3 more times and give the Huntsman and Prince 8 more position as I spend
Ooh.
3 to use my ability.
Alrighty then.
It's almost like I didn't even railgun.
Time to do it again.
That's just a bonus action. I'm just draining my own health to do it, but every time I create...
Yeah, but your health is cheap.
Yeah, shit. Hey, I don't have to help.
Is that your turn, Daniel?
Yes, that's my turn.
All right, cool. Jordan, you're up.
I think the spider is going to awkwardly step away from the horsey time happening in front of her.
Spider, you want in on this?
No. I'm so good, actually. I'm going to step over here. And she is going to take aim towards the weaker of the two sisters.
Which would be Anastasia.
Okay. Does a 22 hit?
That will definitely hit.
Huzzah! Okay, then we shall sneak attack.
Hell yeah.
For 20 damage! That's more like it!
Yay!
Damn!
And we're not gonna risk it this time. We're gonna put 15 position into that bad boy on top of it, so that will be 35!
Yeah. Okay.
Hell yeah!
So, she's not looking pretty.
That was not the killing blow. Oh my god.
She wasn't looking pretty to begin with.
She's still got some life left in her.
Okay.
But she's not looking pretty.
Well, I have another attack to do just in case.
Okay.
God, I wasn't tracking the health.
Well, we know it's more than like 120.
Oh, not 20.
Not 20.
Yes.
Woo!
Double that dice, Jordan.
Kill it, please. Please kill it.
Huzzah! Okay. Less exciting if it was on the first one, but still exciting. 8 damage.
It's still damage.
Still damage.
How dare you?
It's okay. You were distracted by the horsey time.
All right. So your first arrow finds purchase again. She is just absolutely enraged. Although you can barely see her eyes, all her eyes show is just vengeful hate. And she wants all of you dead and buried and stuck on the edge of her sword.
That's rude. We barely know her.
Speaking of rude knight, it's your turn.
Seeing that the one in front of him called him pretty, he's gonna blush real quick and then run over to the other one.
Don't worry, we will dance soon. A far different turn than I expected.
Huntsman looks so proud of you.
Yo, that's a 20.
You rolled a nat 20?
Yeah. Just sitting here, I'm like, oh my god, we have two Abyss Walkers. I'm like, oh, poor clown.
No, don't say that.
That could literally turn around in an instant, Daniel. How fucking dare you?
I know. 18 damage.
Woo-hoo.
Roll for your second attack.
18 to hit.
An 18 would hit, but she is going to parry.
Actually, I forgot I have the Bardic.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
I got a 6.
That hits.
No!
That's an extra 5 damage.
Okay.
And let me guess, she's still standing.
She's still standing.
Oh, buddy. All right.
You guys, I'm kind of scared.
Yeah. Okay, how about this? Bonus action Estus. And then I will spend 2 position to engage the Sunlight Straight Sword to increase my AC by 2 as well.
Okay.
And that will be my turn.
Alrighty. Because now it's Anastasia's turn, and she's going to take all of her 3 attacks at you.
Let's go.
Are you bloodied?
I just got out of bloodied.
You might get bloodied again.
That's totally fine. I'm expecting it.
First attack is 21 to hit.
Just hits.
22 to hit.
Yeah.
Third hit's going to be it's a 17 to hit.
That is a miss.
Okay, so the good news is you lost a third hit, but you still have to take 2 full hits.
That's fine.
So 9 damage for the first attack. Are you bloodied?
I am not bloodied yet, but necrotic will probably bring me to bloody.
Okay. Necrotic is going to be 16 damage.
That's a stinker of a hit. I am certainly bloodied now.
Okay. Ooh, 18 total.
That second attack will hit me.
No, all of it will go to Grayson.
Nope, because I have the Northern Might ability. At 7th level, if you are within 5 feet of a bloodied ally, you take the damage they suffered in their stead on a 1-to-1 basis.
Oh, okay.
So then that 18 will go to me instead, which will get cut to 9.
Okay.
It does say as part of the ability, for like any effects or whatnot, it still counts as my ally taking the hit. I just absorb the damage.
Okay. So that is Anastasia. Now it's Drizella. Drizella is going to go behind the two of you, and she's going to make a multi-attack. One swing at Dan, the other swing at Grayson. She does not know that Dan will be taking all the hits, so she's going to take a swing at the prince. 18 to hit.
18 will not hit.
Hell yeah.
Her second attack is going to go towards Grayson. That is a 11.
Oh.
Does not hit.
Let's go.
She's too caught up by my charms.
She slams her sword, being jilted by the knight, misses, slams, and misses again. And she's just, now she is getting upset. And it is now the Huntsman's turn.
Sorry, hold on. And then Huntsman, like, picks up Pinocchio off his back, puts him on the ground, no! Stands up.
I thought we were having a moment. We were bonding.
Oh, we'll get back to bonding. Just you wait, little buddy. But first, I will actually drink an Estus first.
Okay.
You know, who knows how much position I might need.
Who knows? Who knows?
And now I'm going to shoot at Anastasia, who I really thought was going to be dead by now. It's a 17 as is. I don't think 17 hits, though. I'll toss in 3 position to make it dirty 20, just for clean hit.
A dirty 20 will hit.
And total damage is 23.
23 damage total.
Are you kidding me? How is she alive?
Another arrow finds purchase. You hear her shriek one more time. She is gurgling. Blood is filling her mouth. She is spitting inside of her helmet, but she is not dead yet.
Oh my god.
Huntsman is now all frustrated, so Pinocchio is doing like the uppies gesture, but Huntsman's not looking at him. That's my turn.
All right, Dan, you're up.
All right, Estus.
Uh-huh.
Dodge.
Dodge, okay.
And then I guess I'm going to keep doubling down.
Oh.
I'm not going to move. I'm going to stay right where I'm at.
Okay.
And say, see, this is what I'm talking about with you being a fraud and whatnot, because truly actual real nobility would be able to land a hit. So maybe try a little bit harder to sell this whole gimmick that you're going on. We can keep playing pretend if you want, but you'll have to do better than that.
Spider. As you're watching him insult Anastasia Drizella, you look over to the door from where Miss Muffet ran into, and the door is creaked open just a little bit, and you make direct eye contact with her. But instead of her immediately closing the door, she looks at you and essentially mouths, "What the fuck is his deal?"
Spider's gonna think to herself, "I'm so glad you're opening the door now and not a couple seconds ago, because yeah. I couldn't explain what was happening in front of me." So I think I'm gonna like mouth to her and like close my eyes, shake my head, and just like close the door.
It was a bonding moment.
She nods and she closes it, and then 2 seconds later she opens it again so she can at least peek one eye out.
And that will be my turn.
Okay, that's your turn. And Daniel, it is your turn.
Aaron, which one were you targeting to beat the crap out of? The one the farthest away from us, not the one that's directly in front of me?
Yeah, not the one who is just standing there menacingly. The one who appears to be immortal that's off on the left.
So Pinocchio, seeing the huntsman have like his little mini crash out that she's still standing, gets his hand into a javelin throwing position. Just eats a lightning spear.
Let's go.
Hell yeah.
Let's wrap this shit up.
Roll to hit.
Do I pump in a shit ton of position for this? Because I rolled a 5.
Oh. What's your spellcasting mod?
That is with the spellcasting mod.
Oh, no. Brother.
I rolled a 2.
We might just mulligan that
bad
boy.
Oh, no.
I mean, but what if you killed her, though?
That's a big what if, considering is how many hits she's taken.
I'm in 14 position.
You said you came in here with so many. That's not even half of your combat position.
No, that would put me at exactly half. We know that a 19 does hit, right, at this point?
A 19 does hit, yeah.
I'm going to pump in 14 position.
Let's go!
Lightning spear.
Oh, boy.
Roll damage.
If she lives, by the way, I'm so sorry. This was a mistake for the ages if she lives this.
It's 5, 10, 15, 20, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30, 31, 32, 33 lightning damage.
Describe how you fry
her. Let's go!
Yay! Oh, yeah!
Finally!
Watches the huntsman have his little crash out. Mr. Huntsman, sir, is that one particularly upsetting to you? You watch him pull back the lightning spear as she just, like, gets weirdly locked in. Nobody offends my real cannon. Right through the lightning spear.
I thought you were going to say, nobody offends my rhyme.
And then for the frying, it strikes her in the chest, and you watch as her body convulses, lightning sears up the armor, and it leaves. Like, when it's gone, it leaves flashes of, like, black burn marks where it, you know, metal and lightning conductivity is a good thing.
And as that happens, as she falls to her knees, arms spread out, drops her sword, you could still see bits of lightning circulate through her body as she fades away, and everyone gets 8,400 souls to your soul bank.
Wait, they're worth less than the Capra Demon?
I was gonna say, what?
They were.
Wow.
Okay, interesting.
That's why I'm throwing 2 of them at you.
Huh.
So, as my bonus action, he downs his Estus flask and leans against the closest thing to him, just kind of takes a deep breath, looks up at Drusilla, who he's leaning against. You didn't care for that one very much, did you?
Drusilla sees her sister.
Why did you say that?
He looks at the spider, and he's not saying anything, but his eyes are screaming, "For the love of the life giver, help me."
Why did you say that?
It seemed like the polite thing to say.
It seemed like the polite thing to say.
We're in high society. This is not what I'm used to.
The prince has his arms crossed and is just shaking his head at you.
So, Drizella, seeing her sister, her only sister.
A little bit rude to Miss Muffet, but all right.
Her only blood-related... She doesn't give a shit about Miss Muffet, let's be real. Her only blood-related sibling that she truly gave a damn about in this horrible world, watching her get struck by a lightning bolt, convulse, and fry right in front of her eyes. she grows so angry. She looks over at the real boy, raises her sword as pointing at him. But since it's not her turn yet, she's not going to make any sort of attack because it is Spider's turn. And congratulations, you killed one. The other is...
I should ask, can I try to run? I didn't use any of my
movement. Yeah, you could run. You could run.
Get out of there.
He's going to put his hand on the huntsman. Good luck. I just book it 5, 10, 15, 20, and I'm behind the iron flesh guy.
So here's the thing. As Anastasia was low on health and died, Drizella is very much healthy and very angry. Good luck.
Thanks.
Although it is Spider's turn, so Spider, what do you got?
Not enough. I am going to use a new ability that I obtained on level up called Slayer Elect.
Ooh.
When facing an enemy with CR higher than your level, you may use one reaction to gain advantage on next attack as well as double damage to that enemy once per rest.
Whoa.
I wanted to save it, but it's a little tough around here. So I'm gonna try and do the thing. Ugh. Do I whiff this turn and put everything into my next one? Because I got a 15 as my highest.
Mm-hmm. That's not going to hit.
That's not going to hit.
I think whiff this turn and put everything into your next one.
All right. One more. Go. Whoa. This sucked. This sucked so bad. So 16 plus 4 position, I think, would get us up to 20.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll do that.
Well, as you do that, she is going to do her Legend Eroded ability. But she loses 9 position because you wanted to get it a 20. She has to take it down by 3, so she loses 9.
But it could have been so much better. Oh, well.
So that second attack, she sees and she once again see her ghostly form strain herself to move out of the way as the arrow goes thump into one of the statues in the background.
And then she's going to drink an Estus flask.
Okay. Yeah.
Hey, Ben, would it be possible and do something beneficial for me to hide behind this last remaining hollow and just kind of hold them in front of me?
Absolutely.
And just, excuse me. And I'm going to duck right behind this guy and I'm going to just kind of hold his shoulders, point him out towards the remaining sister and go, if you could just stay right here for about 6 seconds, that would be so nice of you.
The hollow is just going, war crime, what?
Oh, I don't know what that was, but thanks for standing here.
I don't know, I'm sorry.
No, I love Mr. War Crime.
Okay, Grayson, you're up, buddy.
Alrighty. I was trying to save a few things as well, but I think we're going to have to rely on some other people to do big things. I think I'm going to go ahead and do a second wind.
Okay.
And then we'll do a bonus action, Estus.
Okay.
Okay. Slightly better. Now we will head on over to our little date. Time to dance.
Aww.
How about that?
So chivalrous.
Yeah. I'm going to stand right there, right behind her, tap her on the shoulder. Pardon me, could I have this dance?
Yeah! I was hoping you'd say that!
She's going to look down at you and go, dance?
I mean, we literally just talked about this. How do you not remember?
No, bro, you're fucking it up. Be nice.
16, I think, misses.
Yeah, 16 miss.
Second attack. Woof, that's a miss as well. We are literally just standing here dancing. We are pretending we are in court. I'm taking her by the hand. I'm trying to twirl her, but she's not exactly understanding what I'm trying to do because I don't hit on any of my attacks. That was bullpucky. But what I will do, since I'm already in it, boys, we are just going to go for broke because I believe I have my shield. We're going to dump some position into that as well, and that's going to raise my AC by 4.
Okay.
His armor is looking slightly shiny, and she could see the sun peeking out through those dark clouds, and I've hopefully got her entire attention.
You know what? Kinda, but she knows that the real boy is the one who killed her sister, so she's gonna go up here.
He's gonna grab her face and, no, focus on me.
Grab her face!
How can you grab her?
You know what? Fuck it. You want to die that badly? She's going to focus all of her attention on you, Grayson, so she's going to make both her multi-attacks on you.
Alrighty, let's go.
Incredible.
I hope you're happy.
I hope Prince is happy because it's him taking damage at a lower AC.
All right. No, because I'm not bloody anymore.
Oh, you will be.
No, I'm sure, but I purposely did all this just to get myself out of bloody so he won't be taking the damage.
26 to hit on the high one and a 14 to hit on the lower one.
Gotcha.
One hit misses, but another hit. 19 damage total.
Got it.
And that will be her turn.
Which means it's...
Huntsman.
All right, everyone. Stop fucking around and finish this.
It's okay. I have the delightful Mr. War Crimes that I'm hiding behind.
Delightful Mr. War Crimes!
What a dashing fellow.
Okay, Huntsman, your turn.
Huntsman hears the knight say, "Let's all stop fucking around and finish this." And he looks up with a glint in his eye, draws his bow, and then you see the, like, after image wear out because he sprinted way over here.
Oh my god.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I'm giving up a few dice, but because I'm level 7, if I move my full distance, I get advantage on the roll.
I'll give it to you.
19 plus 6, 25 to hit.
Hell yeah. Ooh.
That will hit.
It is a much less sexy dice roll. It is just a d6 and a d8. Which is 6 dice damage. That's pretty cool. But we will go ahead and... Oh, let's see. How much position do I have? 66 position. So we'll just toss a crisp 65 onto that.
Oh, yes! Our hero is arriving.
How much?
6 from the dice, 65 from the position. So 71?
Well, good news, bad news. She's bloody now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She's going to make an attack on Grayson. And now if she lands any single hit, you will take 3d8 necrotic damage.
More than likely this will kill me.
Oh!
I think you mean more than likely this will kill me. Because all of that damage is going to me.
Holy shit, I just realized that I boosted my AC by 4 and I'm bloody. So now...
16 plus 8, that is a 24. Does a 24 hit?
Does not.
Yeah!
AC's 25, baby!
Sick!
All right. After getting just blasted by that attack, she raises her blade, tries to cleave you, Grayson, in two, and misses by a centimeter. And you remain unfazed. And that will be the Huntsman's attack, I assume?
Yep. And then if you can believe it, it's Estus time! And then that'll do it.
Okay. Dan, you're up.
All right. It's Estus time! And again we dodge.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
I am going to tap on the shoulder of Drizella and will say, "So sorry about the business with your sister. That was... she was clearly the bigger threat between the two, so I hope you understand why we had to focus on her first. But now that she's out of the picture, we can really pay attention to the less valuable of the two of you. So you now, rest assured, have our full attention."
Oh, less valuable?
But yeah, that will be my turn.
Alrighty. Now it is Danielle.
All right. Grayson, do you want a... You're going to get the great deal, my friend. 5d8 plus your spellcasting modifier. So that is going to be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5... 40 position right back.
Holy hell.
Nice.
Thank you.
Now I understand the power of the blue fairy.
The blessings are very nice.
She's freaking sick, bro.
Not how you usually speak of the divine, but you know what? I will accept it as your under stress. And
you just... hear a little voice in your head, Rio Bowling, going, "No, no, let him keep going."
Looks at the idol.
Daniel, that was your turn, correct?
I mean, I could dump 3 more position and give him and the prince a more position?
If you want.
I'm sure it won't be a waste.
Yeah. I will drop 3 more position, which puts me down to my base position.
Oh, be very careful.
But the both of you are going to regain another 8 position.
Very nice, very nice.
Now that's the end of my turn.
I have very intrusive thoughts.
Concerning, question mark?
Horsey time.
No! No!
All right, Jordan, you're up.
Okay. Come on, big money, big money. No whammies. What the hell? So many whammies.
Ooh, that's a lot of whammies.
I'll spend 5 to get it up to 19 to hit.
Okay, a 19 will hit.
Thank you. So the spider is going to say, excuse me, Mr. Warcrimes. I'm just going to step right beside you. And she's going to take out the Ithril straight sword. And that does 2d6 piercing. So that on top of the 4d6 sneak attack will be 6d6. And then this will be doubled because of the Slayer Elect. So that will be 19 times 2.
Okay, 38?
38. So she will spin around and stab her in the ribs. Pull out the blade. Try and go for another hit. Oh, there we are.
Oh.
That will be a 23 to hit.
23 will hit.
And that will be 3 more damage. Not much, but it's honest work. As she says, flick of the wrist as she's drawing the sword out, and then she will spin back behind Mr. Warcrimes and start very daintily sipping an Estus.
Thank you, Mr. Warcrimes. We appreciate you here.
She feels it. It hurts her. You stab her again. It hurts her again. And she's not liking it. I will say, she is in double digits.
Oh.
Double digits, you say?
It's double. Hey, she was in triple digits, not anymore.
Oh, bloody.
Yep. All right, Grayson, you're up.
All right. We are stepping up to the dance party again.
Hell yeah.
Walk up to her, pretend like it's the disco era. Hike up my bell bottoms.
Wow, he really is from the past, isn't he?
24 to hit.
That will hit.
So 4 plus 77 position.
Whoa!
What?
Holy mackerel.
That is everything except for one position.
Oh my god.
For your first attack?
That's the only attack that hit.
So 81, right?
Yeah.
Describe your killing blow.
Yes!
Let's go!
Oh my god. You watch the real boy, like, hands on head as you dump all the position he just killed your floor.
It is the most beautiful disco we have ever seen.
He finally gets her into step. We do the whole disco thing, and while we're doing that, I grab her, spin her, I get her on her tiptoes, she drills into the ground. We're going full off, like, Looney Tunes type bullshit. Drills into the ground. She's at foot level. I pull back at like a golf swing and swing away.
Question. It's Raining Men or Saturday Night Fever?
Fuck it. It's Raining Men.
That's what's playing in the background.
Hell yeah, hell yeah, it is. Hell yeah, it
you
is.
You paid for those rights, Dan.
All right, I could probably get you like 3 seconds.
I wasn't even expecting it, but yeah.
Nope, the 3 seconds is all we need.
It's Raining Men.
Editor Dan here. That's all you're getting.
And she just gasps and fades away. And you all get another 8,400 souls to your soul bank. And you are all out of combat.
Let's go!
I see why that era died. Nobody could survive it.
You had to be made of stronger stuff.
And as Drizella fades away, you hear a large unlocking sound from the top of the staircase. Huntsman, since you're literally right next to it, it is these doors that are now officially unlocked.
Well, well, another vanity chamber.
Not gonna lie, I could probably use a little bit of a break.
The real boy walks up to the knight. And whose fault is that? Huh?
Listen, when the beat takes over, you don't stop it.
Sir Knight, I'm upset, but you're not wrong. And he walks away.
Spider, you see Miss Muffet emerge from the corridor looking out at the rubble and noticing that Drizella and Anastasia are gone. And she looks around and goes, I can't believe it. You actually killed them. You did it. You absolute madmen and women, you actually did it.
The knight's going to raise his visor just a quick second, turn around, go to the door, and spit up a bunch of blood.
Muffet's going to see that and go, oh, that's, oh, I assume you're not feeling well. I'm sorry about that. But I do have bad news. It's not 100% over. Anastasia and Drizella, they were her last line of defense. The good news is she is defenseless, but she's up there. As she points to the balcony where the door is just unlocked. It's also where she keeps her first stepdaughter, the princess.
We know, we killed one.
She looks over, she's like, I'm sorry, you're a little far away. Did I hear you say you killed one?
We were told that we had to.
Look, if the Mother of Wickedness asks, it was these three assholes named Mick, Donathan, and Gerald.
Listen, ignore them. We came here to do a job, and we will see that job through.
Miss Muffet looks at you, Spider. She's a little afraid, not afraid of you, but years of trauma are starting to bubble up. And she's like a little hesitant, but then she swallows and raises her shoulders a little bit. She goes, I do have one request. I want to be there when you do it. That woman, she's done terrible things. Not just to me, not just to Cinderella, but to everyone here. I want to see her go. I need that closure. She took me away from my life. She took me away from any possible chance I had of reuniting with my real mother. She took everything away from me. I want to see her dead.
And Spider is just going to quietly kind of put a hand on her cheek. A little, like, nervous at first, being unsure if she should. And say, it's going to be okay. When we're done here, you will get the future that you were owed. I promise.
I know it sounds morbid, but I need to see her fall.
I understand.
I'll leave when she is gone, but I just want to say one last thing to her before you drive that sword through her black heart. Just one thing, and that'll be it. Please.
Anything for you. And then the spider will start her way very slowly towards the stairs, towards this faux mother, in order to set Muffet free.
The prince is going to look Muffet in the eyes, clang, clang, and then march his way up.
As if by sleeper agent, Spider is filled with fervor and life and races up the stairs. Past you, past everyone. So light of foot, she basically glides up the staircase.
Okay.
Goodbye, war crimes. It was nice meeting you.
So the last two remaining hollows, they just dip.
So fair. May we meet again.
And as you guys open the door, it reminds you all a lot of the chamber where Snow White was imprisoned. However, instead of being a secret, dank part of a dungeon, all the curtains are drawn. Hardly any sunlight is coming in. But you see vines. The room is not humid. There should be no reason that plants survive in this room, devoid of sunlight, devoid of moisture. But here they are, strong, vigorous, full of life. And as you continue to walk your way through a room, you hear voices and constant slapping. You ingrate
all you had to do was just do what you were told. But no, you had to rise and become a damn princess. Do you understand all the work I had to do? Everything that I have sacrificed? Look at me when I'm talking to you, Cinderella! You dishonest, distasteful girl. Of course you had to trap me here. Of course I'm trapped here with you. But at least I get to be here. Unlike the Queen of Vanity, I at least get to extract my vengeance upon you. I at least get to stand here and tell you every time Ashen Ones fail, every time they fall and come to my service. Soon, I should be hearing word from whatever her damn name was. She'll be here telling me that Anastasia and Driselda will have taken care of the Ashen Ones, and then I get to sit here and watch you squirm again. Cinderella, look at me when I'm talking to you. Cinderella? Cinderella just looks up and smirks and says, look behind you. The Mother of Wickedness turns around. Spider, you stab your sword into the Mother of Wickedness. And all she does is just gasp. Black blood starts staining her blouse as she starts coughing and wheezing and trying to take the blade out, but you are too strong as she falls to her knees. Miss Muffet walks up behind you, Spider, looks the Mother of Wickedness dead in the eye, leans in and says, my name is Patience, you bitch. Looks up to Cinderella, gives a curtsy, a respectful, loving curtsy, and walks away. The Mother of Wickedness just gurgles and goes, fall! It will fall! Like the first kingdom! And with that, she fades away. But you, the knight, hear those words. And you are flashed back to a horrific battlefield. A banner is waving among scoreless dead. And that banner, you remember it as something being once very precious to you, but you swore to destroy. And just like that, the Mother of Wickedness is dead. And you see the Princess Cinderella, just like Snow White, ensnared and trapped, but not in chains of glass. But vines, a pumpkin thrown behind her, binds her. But she finally just breathes a sigh of relief and looks up at all of you and smiles and says, before you do what I know you're here to do, thank you for doing that. I've been wanting to do that myself for a very, very long time.
What is your name, miss?
You don't know me? That's silly, Spider. I know you very well.
I know what you have been called. I know what the Mother of Wickedness had called you. But what's your name?
It is Cinderella. She was my stepmother. I was her first stepdaughter. The years weren't kind to her. She stopped remembering the names of the girls she adopted over the years to try and gain leverage, political leverage in the war. Oh, Spider, it's good to see you.
It's good to see you, too. I'm sorry to see you in such a state.
It is what I had to do. But me, Snow, Aurora, we had to do it. There was no other way. Their influence was corrupting the flames so fast, we needed a way to at least slow it down, and this was the only way we knew of.
It shouldn't have been you. It shouldn't have been you and the other young girls. What I don't understand with all of this is, why do you have to die in our stead? Why does the precious youth have to go in order to save us? You had a whole life ahead of you to live. You're the same age as Patience. I just don't understand.
We knew the burden.
Don't think of it as us dying for good. Yes, our bodies perish. Yes, we won't be here physically, but our souls, our hearts, we will be with the flame, tending it, making it burn bright for all of those girls, for all of you. It is sad, but it was what I was born for. Yes, I would have liked to live my life. If the vile ones hadn't, I would have lived, and eventually when my time to pass occurred, I would have joined the flame, and the cycle would have been the way it should have, but unfortunately, circumstances said otherwise.
Cinderella, look at me, dear. This wasn't what you were born for. You were born for many beautiful, wonderful opportunities. If this is what you've decided you want to do with your life, then I cannot say otherwise. I know this is what you want us to do, but please, let yourself be angry. Let yourself be mad and frustrated that cards were dealt to you so cruelly.
As you're saying this, the vines loosen just enough for Cinderella to embrace you in a hug and bring you in close. And she whispers into your ear, I want this. I need to do this. To protect you. To protect patience. To protect all of them. This is the way we beat them. This is the way it all ends. This is the way we stop them and stop him.
Who's him?
I don't know. I heard the mother talking about someone a long time ago. A benefactor, a tactician, someone. Go to the monastery. Find Aurora. Climb the mountain. Get to the shrine. End this, and all of this, and the sun will shine upon us again.
I hope you know, Cinderella, when the sun shines again, and when the fire is lit anew, I will still weep.
That's perfectly fine. But just know that when the sun shines bright, and you are finally with your daughter, with patience, you can renew your relationship again. I will be smiling upon you, both of you, upon all of you, because you were robbed of something much greater than I was. You were robbed of something you always wanted. And if this way is my way of giving that chance back to you, that I will choose it 100 times over. I've asked you to do terrible things, and this is the last time I'll ever ask you to do that, Spider. Please, for me. As she braces you and brings you in one more time, tell the Godmother thank you, and I'll see her soon. Will you do that for me?
Of course, dear.
Thank you.
And I think the Spider is going to hold Cinderella close in a hug and kind of rock with her and hum just a soothing melody in her ear.
Cinderella rocks with you. You can feel that she is smiling as she is just ready for whatever happens next.
With one hand, she's going to be just stroking her hair. And the other, she's going to pull up her sword and bring it to Cinderella's back. And just quietly hum. And will plunge the sword into her heart.
And just like with Snow White, there is no anger, there is no fear, there is complete and utter calm as her body fades A beautiful, radiant light fills the room. The vines rescind, and she fades away, and she looks over to you, Spider, and smiles, says thank you. And as she fades, I need everyone to get 5,000 extra souls, for you have freed Cinderella, and all that is left is a little pumpkin and one singular glass slipper.
You were risen from the earth, given a second birth. When all has fallen into darkness, a chance to break the curse. The sound of battle cries, blood red dirt and crimson skies. The kingdom is pleading for its hero. Will you be the one to rise?
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of D&D Dark Souls, created and hosted by Ben Magnet, with artwork by Jordan Nelson and editing by myself, Danger Dan Jers. If you want to join the ranks of patrons like Dire Beast, Grey Fox, Matthew Flugstad, Pink Shy Guy, and Bronichiwa, then head on over to our Patreon and sign up for $1, $5, or $10 a month. You can also help us out by spreading the word to your friends and family, or leaving us a review at ratethispodcast.com/dndark. Our cast was Grayson Norman as The Knight, Aaron Coffold as The Huntsman, Daniel Cruz as Pinocchio, the real boy, myself, Danger Dan Jers, as the Prince, and Jordan Nelson as the Spider. Our theme song and outro were created by Nicole Carino. Additional music was provided by Monument Studios and by Black Trend Music, courtesy of Free Music Archives. Keep an ear out for more content from us and follow our socials at @dndark_podcast for info about more of our upcoming projects.
I'm surprised you guys haven't summoned Mick yet.
Look, man.
I forgot. God no. Damn it.
I mean, I mentioned it early on, and
no.
I do not trust that man.
I think it's a matter of principle now.
Yeah.
You know what? At this point, fuck it.
I think Spider feels the soapstone in her pocket, and she's like, oh, shit. Oops.
We're in too deep at this point.
He's staying in the rock.
Hello and welcome to Super Stryford Regency Rangers, a comedy action-adventure loosely based on Sentai and Sensibility by 9th Level Games and starring some of Stratford's most colorful creatures.
You may call me Adrian Alucard Depeche. If you know what my father did, it could be bad.
Looking matronly with her face hidden behind a fan stands the Kuchisake Ona. Doesn't everyone think she's beautiful?
My name is Sir Gordon Topham Hatt. Pleasure to meet you. I like to make stuff go boom.
My name is Richard Milo Renfield.
He's back.
Yay. No, he's just still like that. Oh, God.
Hi, I'm Jordan, and I play Frederick the Loafer.
My God, is this the dude that was like... in that one episode, yes, of D&D Dark?
It is the deepest cut of inside jokes that could be made.
Oh my God.
Are you, married, miss?
I am not married.
Kuchisake leans immediately to the group, just pulls a quick huddle. We need to get this trollop out of this fucking town.
We go fight?
I meet you at dawn tomorrow morning.
It's... date.
I hope to find love like that someday.
She says that I hit her. I did not hit her. It's not bullshit. I did not. And as you're walking, he just keeps following you.
Oh, God. I believe I have made an unfortunate ally.
On his hips are two pistols. On his back are two rifles. And on his chest, a triple barrel shotgun.
Oh, my God.
I will destroy all of you and destroy this town.
D&D Dark presents Super Stratford Regency Rangers, premiering Wednesday, May 27th, only on patreon.com/dndarkpodcast.